Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's gonna be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
And on the promises of God, but we try to violate the principle. If you don't apply the principle, you will not experience the promise. Preach, Reverend Ray. And the principle is in verse 15. Watch this. If you love me, keep my commandment. Talk to me, somebody. Now, if you abide by 15, 16 is a sure win. If is a conjunction, but it's a conditioning conjunction, which means it's based upon how you respond. Matter of fact, if you're still in John 14, if you back up to verse 14, he said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. Are y'all here? He says, all just if you just ask in my name. I like it, because when God answered prayer, he approaches it different from anything else. Because sometimes when God gets ready to bless us, he sends other folk to do it for us. When he got ready to bless Israel, he sent Abraham. When he got ready to lead Israel, he sent Moses. When he got ready to march Israel, he sent Joshua. When he wanted a fighter for Israel, he sent Samson. When he wanted wisdom for Israel, he sent Solomon. When he wanted a singer, he sent David. When he wanted patience, he sent Job. When he wanted vision, he sent Isaiah. When he wanted a weeper, he sent Jeremiah. When he wanted a prayer, he said, John. Talk to somebody. But when he get ready to answer our prayer, he don't send nobody. He show up himself. That will I do. Therefore is a conjunction. Whenever you see therefore, if you back up a little, it'll tell you what it's there for. y'all don't hear me. I got to rush to the text. That is a conjunction in verse 4. It says, yea, though. Here's what the psalmist is saying. He said, listen, the Lord can be your shepherd. You can be grazing in green pastures. You can be positioned by still water. So you can be so good until your soul has already been restored. So you can actually be in the path of righteousness and still have to encounter a valley. T- Too many times we think we are excluded from valleys. But can I tell you, there's a valley somewhere with your name on it. Yeah, it's there. And whenever the valleys show up, you have several choices. You can act like it doesn't exist. You can say, I'm not going to claim it. Talk to me, somebody. But if it's there, you may well go and claim it. If it's there. Just accept the reality of the valley. Because valleys, they are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37 verse 23 said, the steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. The Lord, he select our valleys. He measure our valleys. But I like it because he also controls our valleys. That's some things you will never learn in life until you get in your valley. Because number one, your valley will show you who your friends are. You got all these little fellas talking about, I'm your friend, I'm your buddy. They hadn't seen you in the valley yet. No, you'll find out who your real friends are when you get, as a matter of fact, you can count all your friends on one hand and have two or three fingers left over. Valleys will help you to know who you are. Because sometimes we don't know ourselves. Always good not to say what I ain't gonna never do. Maybe you ain't been in a valley yet. If you've been in a valley, you'll do a whole lot of stuff you said you would never do. Matter of fact, person don't want you to know it. The reason they in here tonight, because they've been in a valley. Valleys will send you to church. Valleys will have you on your knees. Valleys will have you reading Bible at 2 in the morning. Do I have a witness? Valleys help you find out who God is. Because sometimes we act like we know him. You don't really know him until you've been through some stuff. And people respond different based upon where they are. You can get this podium and put three pots of hot water here. Put three different items in the water and get three different results. Get one pot of hot water, put an egg in it. Hot water will make it hard. Get another pot of hot water and put vegetables in it. Hot water will make it soft. Get another pot of hot water and put coffee in it. It will flavor the house. Get some people and put them in hot water, they get hard. They become hateful. low down, connivers. Put some folk in hot water, they get soft. They crawl up in a corner somewhere and start singing the blues. But you can put some folk in hot water. They'll flavor the house. They will say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Do I have a witness? God selects certain people he can trust with trouble. He can't trust everybody with trouble. Some of them, if you go through what your friend has gone through, talk to me, somebody. You take a gun and blow your brains out. But there are others can say, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. Do I have a witness? Accept the reality of the valley. Secondly, I need to announce my response. Since I'm in there, what am I going to do? Text said, that's three things you need to do. Number one, he said, I'm going to walk. Now, some people would prefer run. Let me run through it and get over it as soon as I can. Lord said, no, no. When you run, you make too many mistakes. When you run, you fall fast. He said, but walk. Because when you walk, you can see more. And anytime God puts you in a valley, he wants you to see something. Somebody ought to talk to him in his house. He wants you to see, and sometimes it takes some of us a long time to see it. Some people can see it as soon as you get in there. Others, it take years to be able to see it. He said, I'm going. In other words, by walking, I'm not standing still. But walking, it means I'm moving forward. Maybe slow, but I'm moving. Walking also means I'm going somewhere. Y'all don't like me tonight. But walking also means I'm leaving some folk behind me. See, everybody that started with you, it was not designed for them to stay. You trying to carry somebody with you that's trying to carry you down. Don't let nobody park on your mind and they're not paying you any rent. You got to write them an eviction notice. Say you can't park here. I'm going. I'm a walk. Do I have a witness? In other words, I'm going to keep on serving him. Things don't look good for me, but I'm going to keep serving. The scandalized my name, but I'm going to keep serving him. Doctor said, don't look good, but I'm going to keep serving. Talk to me, somebody. Don't feel good this morning, but I'm keep on seven. Do I have a witness here? Romans 8:37 said, we're more than conquerors. Hooper nakao, the Greek word for conqueror, is a compound word. Hooper means under. It means, yeah, under. Nakao means to conquer. It comes from the idea of people in the Olympic race, they would scale the mountains. Some would fall by the wayside. Some would get almost to the top and quit. But if you made it to the top, they would raise your hand and say, "You are a conqueror." They go back down. Next time they put a load on them. Go back up that mountain. Some would fall under the pressure of the load. Some would get almost there and quit. Say, "Give up." But if you made it to the top with a load on, they'd raise your hand and say, "You're more than a conqueror." Some people do all right if they ain't got no load. But can you make it with a load on you? Have I got any help in this house? Yeah. Number one, I'm going to walk. Secondly, I'm not going to fear. Fear messes you up. Fear cancel visions. Fear make you turn in your resume. Fear give you ulcer in the stomach. Fear put tears in your eyes. Fear will fix it where you don't hear what you need to hear. Fear will have your knees knocking. Talk to me, somebody. Fear and faith don't rest in the same heart. If fear is there, faith ain't there. If faith is there, fear is not there. Talk to me, somebody. We walk not by sight, but by faith. You see, sight will have you filling out an application, applying for a job, but faith will have you cashing your first check. Sight will have you applying for a student loan, but faith will have you walking the stage getting your degrees. Sight will have you applying for a home loan, but faith will have you moving in the house. Sight will have you going up for surgery, but faith will have you back home healed. Have I got any help in this house? And there's 365 fear nots in the Bible. And I don't know if you know it or not, but that's 365 days in the year. So there's a fear not for every day of the week. So I ain't got to save today's fear not till tomorrow. I can use my day's fear not. And when tomorrow comes, I got a fear not for tomorrow. A witness, number one, I'm gonna walk. Number two, I'm not going to fear. Number three, I'm going through. I didn't make it up, it's right in the text. Huh? Now, some folk, when they tell you, pray for me, I'm going through, but that's good. That means I ain't gonna stay where I am now. Because remember, yea, though I walk through, talk to me, somebody, is a preposition. A. Lewis Patterson said a preposition is a prepossession, which means where I'm now is not where I'm going to end up. See, folks try to tell you that that's a period in your life. It ain't no period, it's a comma. Talk to me, somebody. And comma mean I'm pausing, not parking. Y'all don't like me. Jude 24 said, now, where normally now is an adverb, but in Jude 24 it's a conjunction. Now, unto, which is a preposition, prepossession. And then him, which is a pronoun, but it's an objective pronoun. Next word is that, which is a pronoun, but it's a subjective pronoun. In the English language, it's rare that you have objective and subjects together. It's either or, never both in. And so I had some problem with it, so I decided to look at it from the Greek text, and it read like this. All that stuff ain't even in there. It just said, him able. Look at somebody, tell them, him able. I don't care what you're going through, him. I gotta leave y'all. Up hell yeah. Long enough. Number one, accept the reality of the valley. Then announce my response in the valley. But finally, I must acknowledge my resources, because I'm not in there by myself. I've got some resources. It's ever thou. Anytime you find text with tension in the text, you can back up or go forward. The Bible will explain itself. Let's go up to verse 5. Thou preparest a table. There he is there. Let's back up to verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Let's back up to verse 2. He make me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. Let's back up to 1. The Lord. There he is. The Lord. You know him, don't you? That came from nowhere, stood on the platform of nothing, reached back to nowhere and caught something while standing on nothing. The Lord that painted the sky blue without using a stepladder. The Lord took an eternal brush and painted a rainbow in the sky. Took the rainbow, weaved it over the shoulders of a dying stone. The Lord that gave the hyena his laugh, gave the dog his bark, gave the worm its wiggle, gave the bee its buzz. The Lord that tied a bow tie around the turkey's neck. The Lord that taught the kangaroo how to hop. The Lord that whispered in the ear of the wild geese, tell them when to leave the North Pole and give them landing rights down south. He said, thou art with me. Have I got a witness here? Now you know the Lord changes his position whenever you get in trouble. As long as things are going well, he's leading us. In verse 2, he lead me beside still water. In verse 3, he lead me in the path of righteousness. When I get it really together, he get behind me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. But when I get in my valley, he's not ahead of me, nor is he behind me, but he's right with me. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Can I tell you what that mean? That mean in my valley, I got the Lord's presence. Shout present one time. If you got his presence, who can mess with you? If you're in the presence of the Lord, if you have his presence, what demon can override you? What sickness can take you out? What crook can destroy you? Just his presence alone is enough. But if I got his presence, I got his protection. He got all power. Don't have a witness here. He got all. I gotta quit, y'all. Got all power in his hand. Not only his presence, not only his protection. Yeah, I got his power. And then I have his promise. Listen to what he said. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Come hell or high water, the God I serve, won't he walk with you? Won't he hold your hand? Won't he guide your feet? Do I have a witness here? I'm out of here. I've held you long enough. You know, in the English language, that's three persons. The first person, the second person, the third person. The first person is the one that's talking. The second person is the one he's talking to. Third person is the one he's talking about. In verse 2, he's in the third person. He make me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. In verse 3, he's in the third person. He restore my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. But in verse 4, he's in the second person. For thou art with me. Here it is, and I'm out of here. As long as you're on the hill, you're talking about the Lord. As long as you in green pastures, you're talking about him. As long as you're on the right path, you're talking about him. But when you get in your valley, instead of talking about him, you start talking to him. Just shake one hand, say, neighbor, I got one thing to tell you. Oh, just a little talk with Jesus. Won't it make everything? Everything. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody. I promise I gotta go. Catch him by the hand just one moment. Say, neighbor, you're standing right by me, but you don't know all the hell I had to go through lately. So I had to go through hell and high water. But tell them, neighbor, the reason you don't know about it, tell me, because I don't look like what I've been through. Out of all the stuff I've had to go through, I still have my joy. And all this joy, this joy, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.